everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. Get ready for some lively discussion.
It's time.
It's Dora. Let's talk with Dora.
Let's talk about it.
It's Dora.
Come on, y'all, let's talk about it.
Let's talk with Dora.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Let's Talk About It. I'm your host, Dora Sherry. Tonight's guest is Ramsey Rogers. She is the CEO of a company called Terra Nova Alliance. We're going to meet her and find out what amazing things she and her company are up to. Please help me welcome Ramsey Rogers. Ramsey, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hi, Dora. Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to share your company, what you're doing, and what an amazing, amazing thing. Can you tell us a little bit about what is Terra Nova Alliance and what you do and maybe what motivated you to build this company?
Well, Terra Nova Alliance was built, I'll say, through evolution of being in real estate investing. And through years and years of doing work in corporate America, but also having a passion for doing philanthropic work and working with at-risk and homeless youth and survivors of human trafficking. And so when I decided to make a career shift, if you will, because I kind of took a look at my life backwards, I guess, and thought, what I do in my corporate America career is great. It's wonderful. You know, we talk about the American dream, the house, the cars, the you know, 2.5 kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when I look back at my life and I think, I want to do more to give to the community. I want to do more to help others. I love to help other people. And when I discovered our real estate investment community, I realized that I could do, you know, versus just looking at, oh, what can I do to augment my retirement, right, by buying single family rentals. I took a look at the market and I thought, oh my gosh, wait a minute. There is an affordable housing crisis in our nation. There are individuals who, you know, didn't have control of their circumstances and therefore haven't been able to afford housing or need affordable housing or a safe place to live. And so I built Terra Nova a few years ago to address just that. So to create affordable housing, I'll say affordable housing, but also safe haven communities. One to serve those who are in need of housing from a, you know, be it transient workers or transient workers being folks that travel for work and can't afford it, or, you know, our workforce, right? So our workforce these days, especially, you know, the way that the economy is over the last few years, and I don't expect that, you know, housing is going to come back to the point where, you know, you can buy a house anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then there are folks who didn't have choices in their circumstances, right? So those that are coming out of treatment programs, who want to assimilate into everyday life, those who have been survivors of human trafficking, and then at-risk and homeless youth. And so I wanted to create an organization that provides that safety and shelter for those demographics. So safe haven communities is where we're focused, but also, you know, a model, not just, oh, let's go find a house and put people in it. It's for the most part, when folks are working through those types of programs, they need a community around them. And so as they're going through the treatments that they need reentry programs, we'll say, right? They need places that are safe, as well as folks that are around them that they can relate to, as they're gaining that more and more of their independence. So that's why Terra Nova is here.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing thing. And what a great need too. We interviewed a lady who works in with girls coming out of sex trafficking and things. And wow, I learned so much about that, what they go through and what they've lost. And some of them are in jail, right? And coming out of jail and nothing for them, no place, no money to get any home with, or, you know, no place to go. And, so are you based in California, or are you out around other areas?
No, I'm based out of Idaho.
Idaho, I'm sorry.
I personally am based out of Idaho, and Terra Nova is nationwide. So, yeah, so we work with nonprofit organizations, insurance companies, et cetera, to help house the folks that they're taking through their programs. We also work with local authorities, especially for survivors of human trafficking. Oftentimes they end up being incarcerated because of their, you know, the lifestyle that they're in and the, what they're forced to do. And so as they're coming out of incarceration, they don't, without the resources and the programs and the tools that the nonprofits provide for them, they typically will end up, there's a high percentage that will end up back in that lifestyle. And so not only if they don't have shelter in a community to where they're getting the services, so working directly with the nonprofits and the shelter that they need to live in, chances are high percentages of will end up back in the life. So, and then for at-risk and homeless youth, we also work with organizations like COBS here in Idaho, and different organizations across the nation that provide shelters. So they need shelter for the children as they're getting their education, their skill sets and their education, their finishing education, and then the education and training in order to get jobs and learn how to assimilate into, you know, what we, what most folks would say normal everyday life, but we'll just say everyday life.
Yeah. What's normal anymore, Ramsey?
I don't think that exists.
It's normal, as they say, really.
Exactly.
I don't think my life was ever normal.
Yeah, mine either. I wanted to make sure that, you know, I didn't want to create something that was just going and acquiring and developing real estate. I really wanted to build something that would have an impact on the community and serve the community versus just going out and acquiring, you know, acquiring and developing real estate to just for the fun of it and for, you know, to make money, so to speak. Right. I mean, yes, that's a result of most of what we do. But at the same time, the benefit and the impact that it has for our community is more important to me.
Yeah. And so, the more money you make, the more you're able to give back and help, too. You know, it isn't a bad thing to make money. The good, if you're doing good things with it, it's a great thing.
Yeah, our ultimate goal is to build a big enough portfolio to where we can donate portions of our portfolio to nonprofits that need shelter for those demographics. So,
And you said something about the insurance companies. Are they helping to do this too? I mean, you work with them and you said with the police force in town, and it's a whole community.
It's a whole community. Absolutely. Because we work with the organizations that are working and providing services for the community members that we service, instead of, you know, they're looking to help house those people, those individuals. Because quite frankly, if you don't know how to get a job, or if you're going through an intense program, right, a reentry program, where do you live? How do you afford it? So, we also work with grants as well, but for the most part, sometimes grants can be kind of unstable, so to speak. So,
Yeah, I know how that works. I was on the board of a children's home, and we depended a lot on things like that. So,
They're wonderful. They're absolutely wonderful. It's just a matter of you know, the predictability and the scalability of them, and making sure that, you know, if a grant runs out, that there's funding still, right? We don't want people unhoused because funding from a grant ran out.
What is a little bit of the process? Let's say a young girl was in sex trafficking and she comes out of prison for this. What's one of the first things that you do for her that she needs to do?
So typically we'll work with the nonprofits that are providing the counseling and the education services to get her out, out of the system, right? Okay. And so we'll actually work with the local authorities and those organizations, one, to understand where they're at in the process. So typically you're not going to have someone come directly out of incarceration and be completely independent,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so those organizations will house them as long as they're going through the programs. And as they progress through the program and through their reentry process, we build our communities so that, one, they can start in with like a co-living environment, and then graduate to more independent living. So we build, you know, duplexes and ADUs and things like that, that they can, if they want to stay in the community, they can stay in the community. But if they want more independent direct living, then they have access to affordable housing from, you know, like duplex units and things like that.
That's so wonderful. Do you take RV camps or RV parks and things like that? Did I hear that you revamped those? And tell us a little bit more about that.
So RV parks and workforce housing, right? So you're looking at an RV park, and obviously a little different than, you know, most people think of RV parks as recreational, right?
Yeah.
But there's a very high demand for them on the workforce side of things. And so we'll look at an RV park, and typically we'll look at ones where we can add, or where we can, that have value add. And the value add is where we can put in things like tiny homes or additional pads and things like that. And ultimately, depending on the location of them, and I'll say the demand based on the demographic that we're looking to help, we'll convert them to safe haven communities as well.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's amazing. That I'm just overwhelmed with what you're doing. Like I said, there's such a need for it. And
it's such an exciting journey. It's not without its challenges, of course, but there's a sense of pride that you have when just to help one person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think that we'll never be able to solve the challenge of human sex trafficking. And I don't think we'll ever be able to solve the challenge for at-risk and homeless youth. So the least we could do, and this is, you know, from my perspective and from Terra Nova's perspective, the least we can do is create something that helps their journey. That's how I'll say it. That helps their journey to the point where they can go, there's something else than this life that I didn't choose to be in.
Yeah. And most girls in the sex trafficking don't choose that. You know, no little girl grows up and says, I want to be a prostitute, or I want to be a prisoner of some pimp, you know, lose my family, lose everything. You know, I'm a recovering opioid addict, a little over 6 years now. And I thank you. Thank you. One of the best decisions I ever made. But I actually went from living a life of luxury, not wanting anything, to losing everything. I had no home, no car, no money, nothing, basically overnight. So, you know, where do you go when that happens? Yeah. It wasn't any circumstances of mine, and it really wasn't a cause or a result of my addiction. It came from doing a favor, co-signing for a car for someone, and there you go. You know, I ended up losing everything. But, you know, we do that. We go through things, and now my life is amazing. I couldn't be happier. And you know, it's rebirth. I'm growing, and which reminds me of something. Your symbol, Phoenix.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Tell us a little bit about that. How you developed that, and why? Why the Phoenix?
There's a lot behind the Phoenix. One is the journey and how we got here. In you know, with how Terra Nova became Terra Nova, and exactly the way that you just described your journey is people being able to pull themselves out of the ashes to live and prosper.
Yeah.
And prosper doesn't necessarily, I don't mean necessarily mean that from, you know, having a six-figure income,
yeah,
and having a healthy and productive and peaceful life.
Peaceful. And,
right? And the struggles that the community members that we look to have an impact and to help, the struggles that they go through are, you know, are unfathomable for most people.
Yeah.
Right? And so if we can help them come through the ashes and strive and fly.
Yeah.
That is why the Phoenix.
I always say that I want to be the Phoenix, rise from the ashes and carry in buckets of water to those still in the fire.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to do. Reach out, help someone else, you know, give them some hope, give them some comfort and some inspiration and some help.
Yeah. And that's how, if I were to sum up in a few words, what the Phoenix means to me is hope, freedom, and prosperity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
like you said, prosperity, living happy and peaceful, yeah, and transparent. There's a lot to be said for transparency, yeah, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's a lot out there that isn't.
Yeah. I think your company's kind of built on that, isn't it? Honesty and transparency and
very much so.
Yeah.
It is one of our absolute core values. And I'll say this a little bit directly. I wouldn't stand for anything less.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Well, Ramsey, if someone wanted to get some more information about your company, where should they go?
Well, you can start out on our Terranova.com, Terranovaalliance.com website. Feel free to reach out to me. I'm an open book. Anyone can reach out to me. I think my phone number might even be on the website. If it's not, it's a phone number that goes to myself or Victoria.
I'm so glad I got to meet you.
And, oh, likewise. Yeah, very much so. I'm really enjoying the conversation. I appreciate you taking the time, and these things are just so important.
Yeah.
And like I said, if I can help one, if this helps one person, or, you know, if I'm an open book, and if someone wants to reach out to me directly, I'm happy to chat with them. So, you know, smoke signals, website, email, call.
Okay. Yeah, I always say, you know, it's like the guy that found, what was it, like thousands of crabs on the beach, or thousands of some critter on the beach that needed to be back in the water. And he tossed one in, and another guy comes by and says, well, you think you're going to save them all? He said, I saved that one.
Yeah, exactly.
I saved that one.
Yeah. And, you know, I did some work. I did some philanthropic work with some folks a number of years back. I was in California at the time, and we created we established two shelters for at-risk and homeless youth, and that's actually what started me started the work with me on the human trafficking side as well, because they're very connected in a lot of ways. And I used to say, I think the shelter housed 22 beds, and through my time there, I think we lost maybe one or two back to the streets. But helping them, working with the schools and the counselors and employers, et cetera, and watching them kind of graduate from the shelter into, I mean, a couple of them are doctors. They have their own businesses. Wow. And it just that one person, just looking at it and go, that one person. Granted, we have more than that, but if we can help one person, it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. And would you please do us the honor of coming on again sometime catch up with more with what
absolutely.
You're doing?
Yes, I would be happy to. I would love to.
It's been a pleasure. And you're beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
As are you, Dora. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Your soul just comes through the screen like there's no tomorrow. You have such a beautiful soul.
Oh, thank you. I've earned it. It's an angel warrior soul, trust me. It's an old soul and it's been through, woo, girl.
You have a guardian angel.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, everything around me seems to be angels. Even the perfume I wear is called Angel, and I didn't choose it. Someone chose it for me. I always say, though, you know, I've been surrounded by angels my whole life, but I'm not one of those good at getting ones. I'm a little bit of a badass angel. So that's all good. Yeah. Gotta keep a little bit of spirit going, right? Just to have fun.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, God bless you. Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Hey.